I'm Melissa.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And we're with A Real Piece of Work, a Junior Achievement of the Heartland podcast.
Hey, Melissa, how are you today?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. It's been busy. We're doing some hiring right now at Total Solutions. So I have been interviewing candidates, which I think is a very fun endeavor. You get to meet people. You get to hear their interests. It's kind of fun to put people in the hot seat, frankly, which is what we're doing today, right? What about you? How are you?
Pretty well. Kind of a somewhat of a similar, some changes going on over here. We recently expanded in the St. Louis market, and that's adding some fun activities to everyone's plate. But back to your point about the interviews, I'm excited today because for a couple decades now, I've been playing in this architecture, engineering, construction space and interact with a lot of people, a lot of firms that I would consider downright experts. And it's really cool to learn from these folks and watch them inspire and help our companies grow in what we do. So we thought that it'd be great to start with somebody that's really got a background in marketing, communications, PR, and a heck of a social media presence, and an individual named Josh Miles that I'm just really excited to chat with today and see how he inspires or can help us inspire a future workforce regarding employment options available to them. So welcome to the Junior Achievement of the Heartland, A Real Piece of Work, the job podcast for young people, Josh.
Matt and Melissa, thanks for having me on today. It's a pleasure.
Oh, we're excited. So, Josh, I'm a marketer myself, and I know a little bit, but not a lot. I still feel like I'm learning. What can you tell me about marketing that I can't Google right this minute? Give me the hot line on marketing that I can't Google.
Well, man, I am certainly the wealth of resources for all the secrets of marketing that you just can't even Google because they're so secretive. You know, the thing about marketing is sometimes that looks like let's think about this differently. Some people don't even know what we're talking about when we say marketing, or they have things that they think of. And I think that's one of the things that's very interesting to me is how many people say marketing meaning a really specific thing. And marketing is such a broad topic that can include so many things. For some people, sales lives under marketing. For some people, graphic design lives under marketing, or video production, or podcasting, or advertising. And I think they're probably all right. And as Matt was mentioning, you know, working in the architecture, engineering, and construction world, marketing largely in that world is pursuit of new work. So it's creating proposals and chasing after new potential partners. And so marketing in that universe can mean something really different than it might mean in an advertising agency. So I think that's maybe a thing you're not going to get when you Google is, even when you use that word, some people might be talking about something very different than you had in mind.
Absolutely. So how'd you get into it? Tell us your story.
So I'm a really weird case in that, you know, I loved to draw and create, art as a young kid. And my dad was a financial planner. Actually, he still is. And he said, you know, you can pursue this whole art thing as a career if you want, but there are ways that you can make money with it. And there are ways that are maybe harder to make money. So why don't you see if you can figure out a way to make it make sense for you to support yourself?
Josh, did it surprise you? Or was it very easy for your father to support maybe a passion versus something that might be, some might construe as a little bit more of a practical career path?
Yeah. Well, I think it wasn't immediate. You know, it wasn't that I picked up a pencil and made a squiggle and it looked cool. And my dad said, maybe you should get a job with that. I think it was after years and years of demonstrating interest and passion in making things that he said, okay, I think you're, this seems like something you're actually committed and passionate about. And I think that's where that advice came in. But I don't think it was immediately out of the gates. Like, you're so great with crayons, why don't you go start an ad agency? What's weird, or what I started to say with this answer, was what's unique about my situation, I think, is that I had that idea very, very early in life and I stuck with it. You know, in high school, I took a lot of graphic design classes. We actually had graphic design classes at Penn High School in Mishawaka, Indiana, which was amazing. Mr. A, my teacher, is one of the big reasons why I am where I am today, because he was so encouraging of that. And then I went to Purdue University and studied visual communications and advertising. And then I got a job in it out of school. And then I started my own agency after that. So like it was probably atypical of Gen Xers, especially to pick one thing and do that thing. I mean, so many of us even switch their major multiple times in college. And for me, it was like from, you know, elementary school through 20 years of professional work, I was still doing the same thing.
So your background and your focus has been towards playing in the marketing, PR, communications space. In knowing enough about you as I do, you scream entrepreneur to me. How do you end up taking that education experience and now, correct me if I'm wrong, sitting in the chief marketing officer role for a 6,000 person professional association? How does that path happen?
Oh, that's a good question. So what was interesting to me is that as I was kind of coming to the end of my energy and passion for running my own agency and decided to sell that to my business partner, one of my favorite clients was the company that I now work for, which was an association for architecture, engineering, and construction marketers and business developers. And we're actually just south of 7,000 members now, which is exciting. And, you know, having been one of my favorite organizations to work with and a client that we had partnered with, the timing just worked out really well that they were looking for a leader in the marketing seat, right as I was looking for what's next. So as I've joked with a lot of people, you know, for the first, I don't know how many years of my life, I sort of knew what my path was going to be and didn't expect it to ever change. And for the first time in my life a few years ago, I didn't know who I wanted to be when I grew up. So it was, you know, kind of reinventing a little bit to go from entrepreneur and agency owner to leading an in-house group, both overseeing a marketing team, but also leading marketing for a nonprofit association. So those were pretty major changes for me.
So I mentioned that I do a little bit of marketing in my job, and I am often reminding people that marketing is not posters and parties. It is so much more than posters and parties. So what is it? If it's not posters and parties, or at least it shouldn't be, you know, if we really want to use our brains as good strategic marketers, what should it be and how do you live that in your role?
Yeah, well, one of my favorite words is strategy. And I think people will often put strategy in front of a thing and make it strategic because that word is there, which I think is not true. Just because you put strategic in front of it does not make it strategy based. But I think strategy is the thing that connects our goals, the things we want to accomplish, to the things that we do, the tactics. So sending an email or making a poster or planning a party or creating a logo, those are maybe tactical ways to execute on a thing to try to accomplish something. The strategy is kind of the why and the how you get there. So where are your customers and how do you find them and how can you appeal to them differently than other people? Or how do you stand out uniquely in the marketplace? I think strategy is a really big piece of how I view marketing. In addition to that, I feel like I am probably most suited to serve more future facing or more, you know, 40,000 foot views of what needs to be done. So for me, I love blowing things up and starting over, and I love building things that are brand new. And I'm probably not the best suited person for, you know, more of an assembly line mentality of marketing, which is more lead generation or more like, okay, we just need three more people to download this thing. Like that's a really important role. That's just not how I'm geared. So I think, again, I operate best in a more strategic role and more of a kind of high level. How do we do things differently? How do we reinvent ourselves is kind of more where I'm geared.
So it's a bit of a follow-up to that. Strategy level is your education and background, I'm going to focus on the education side. Can somebody be sitting in your seat that has graduated from high school, 2-year degree, 4-year degree, or even higher than that? What's your read on what's required to be successful as a marketer in this space?
Yeah, I think there are probably a couple of different answers to your question. I think there are plenty of seats in a marketing department, especially at a bigger company or a larger agency, that require a variety of skill levels. So I think everything from intern to a junior designer or junior copywriter or marketing associate or coordinator, you know, there are a lot of entry-level positions that are great for young marketers or those who are just new to the profession. And I think that's totally great. I think to get to a place of, leading a department or managing a team or becoming a vice president or chief marketing officer kind of role, it's not so much about age, but it is about experience. So I think, early on in your career, you don't even know what you don't know. So I think going somewhere else and learning from a larger team or sitting under a group where you can really soak things up and you can ask a lot of questions and you have space to make mistakes, I think is a great place for someone who's new to the profession to start out. And there's certainly a way to progress up that ladder as you go and to continue to move up.
Love that answer. I am kind of curious, knowing that again, you're representing an organization that has 7,000 members. Clarify who you work for and where they're based, but where you're at and how that works.
Yeah, that's a great question. So the organization that I work for is called SMPS, which stands for Society for Marketing Professional Services. And again, professional services, as we define, is largely architecture, engineering, and construction. Our members are typically marketers or business developers. Our vision is business transformed through marketing leadership, which at first glance might sound like we're advocating that all marketers are, owners or leaders of the firm. And that's not necessarily what that means. It's more about, we understand that real transformation that can happen inside of a business maybe owes a large part to the leadership and the business transformation power that marketing holds. And that means attracting the right kinds of new clients. That means, winning the right kinds of work and bringing profitable projects into your firm is something that can transform your business. So, again, leader, maybe lowercase L, is a really important element to any professional, but something we certainly advocate for marketers and business developers in our industry. So our organization is headquartered in Alexandria, Virginia, and I am not there. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I've been remote here for about 3 years, and pre-pandemic and all that good stuff. So it's been really interesting to be in a leadership role and remote. And one of the reasons that worked so well is in my role, I was traveling quite a lot as well. So I guess it wouldn't have mattered if I was in Virginia or Indianapolis, being all over the country. But certainly there's very little travel happening today.
Sure. All right. So one of the things we want to make sure we do on every one of our interviews here, Josh, is we have a target audience, and our target audience, like anybody in attempting to be good marketers here, is identifying who we want to reach. And that is a high school students and possibly even some junior high students that might be facilitated through teachers or parents, but at the end of the day, high school students. So what we'd like to do is we've got actually a question for you that we were hoping you could answer from one of our local high school students.
Hi, Josh. This is Zach Pendleton from Davenport Central High School. For your job specifically, were there any classes you took in high school or college that stood out in assisting you? For example, psychology?
Oh, that's a really great question. One of the things that surprises me surprised me eventually, and it didn't register at the time, was how important my classes that were not in graphic design were to me. And the reason those things stood out was, you know, in my graphic design classes, I was learning the software, I was learning theory, or I was learning technique. I was learning how to make sense of what's good work and what's not, and why things work and why things don't. But in these other classes, like in my communications classes and my English classes, I was learning how to learn. I was learning how to communicate something with the words and with story. And I was learning frameworks that honestly made me interested in writing more. So in classes where you'd have to do a, you know, a 12-page paper on some topic, which immediately would make me say, ugh, like, I don't want to write a 12-page paper. But writing those papers makes you figure out how you think about a thing. And it makes you kind of develop opinions. And I think those classes, the ones that helped me to hone a point of view or helped me to figure out what my point of view may have been on a topic, it didn't matter what the topic was, but that, I think that's a really important skill. And so I'm glad that in retrospect, where I thought, you know, why can't I just have all my classes around my major? In retrospect, I'm really glad that we got that variety at Purdue, where it was more of a rounded liberal arts education as opposed to just a focused art degree.
Well, and I am too a liberal arts lover. And I will say too, the people that I hire in my role today are often those who are well-rounded. Of course, I want them to be strong in whatever it is, whether it's graphic design or accountants or something different, but people who can really see the big picture, but then also get into the fine detail are those who tend to do well in collaborative workplaces. So, and I'm also an English major, so I happen to have a job that you would think on the surface has nothing to do with being an English major. So I appreciated your comments on, yes, we who had to write many papers can still get jobs and make money. So how much money do you make, Josh? Just kidding. But can you make money in marketing? Like, what's the scale? What are we talking, you know, entry level to, you know, executives? What kind of money can people in the marketing field make?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is a wide variety of salary ranges within marketing, and it's certainly something that, you know, an entry level person might make, you know, and I'm sure this depends a ton on your market too. So like $30,000-$40,000 for a very junior entry level position may not sound like much now. 20 years ago when I was entering the profession would have been a really big number for an entry-level person. But I think something in the 30s or 40s is probably not out of range for the Midwestern markets. And I think certainly as you get up into leadership positions, you know, that can double or triple depending on how far up you go. So again, kind of goes back to which market you're in. Are you in Chicago, or are you in Mishawaka, Indiana, or, you know, an even smaller town than that?
Real quick follow-up to that, and the space you're playing in is primarily helping us in the business-to-business environment from a marketing perspective. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the, do you see much difference from a earnings potential from business to consumer versus business to business?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I would, what I have typically told young creatives in particular is you're probably going to make the least amount of money starting out in a small agency. And the reason is everybody wants to go work in an agency. So it's really easy to, you know, find a cool company and a place with a great culture, and you're just not going to be paid a premium because there are millions of you. So it's a more competitive space. And I would say that's probably true in bigger agencies too. Again, opportunities to be an unpaid intern or opportunities to be very low on the totem pole. And there are just lots of you who are going to be competing for those kind of positions. I think going in-house somewhere, the more corporate, the more for-profit driven, probably the farther up the salary rung you're going to go. And I think in a B2B in-house role is probably a similar case to corporate. So you're probably going to have a little more earning potential inside of like a business-to-business operation than you would in a small agency starting out.
Perfect. Thank you. Another question that's popped my mind, and we're getting close to the tail end here, but it looks like you've got a, not looks like, you absolutely have a theme of educating back to others, providing back to others in your professional career. Why have you done this, and what has it done for you?
You know, it's kind of a thing I just discovered about myself. I was really fortunate in that within my first year of working professionally, one of my professors reached out to me and asked me to come back to school because I was working just about an hour from Purdue in downtown Indianapolis and wanted me to come back and, you know, tell the outgoing seniors about what it's like in the real world and what your experience has been. So my opportunity of doing, you know, public speaking, as low key as that was, happened really early in my career. And coming back to speak to one class really just got me an invitation to go speak to a couple more classes. And it kind of snowballed from there. So I found out not only did I enjoy speaking, but I liked being in the classroom. I liked teaching. I liked helping people. I especially enjoy it when I'm asked. So that's like the Wonder Woman's lasso trick for Josh Miles is just ask nicely and he'll probably say yes. And I just really enjoyed the teaching aspect of that. So I had some opportunities to teach adjunct at a couple of different colleges in my career. And so even when I'm not formally teaching, I see what I do sort of as teaching. So whether it's on a podcast or video or writing or presenting, it's just kind of the mode that I like to create content within. So it's a big part of what I like to do. And again, I think it's good alignment with SMPS, which is really all about professional development for our marketers and business developers.
Awesome.
So last question, if you had to sum up your personality in terms of a social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snap, TikTok, who are you of those platforms? Who are you?
That's a great question. Well, many people would say YouTube because I just love YouTube. I love consuming content via YouTube, and that's a great way for me to learn. But I think when it comes to my personality, I'm probably more of the 140 characters type. You know, I don't speak a lot unless I'm asked. Ironically, this guy who likes to speak and keynote and do those kind of things, like in conversation, I'm usually pretty quick and to the point.
Awesome.
One last question, I think, for me, Josh. What could you tell your 16-year-old Josh Miles what he ought to focus upon or stop doing to be more prepared for what he's doing today?
Wow, that's a great question. I think I would tell him to chill out and he doesn't have to have it all figured out right now. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I felt like I had it figured out very early. And I think I had told myself this story that once I decided that I had to stick with it, and I certainly was following a passion, but I think 16-year-old Josh probably could have explored a little bit more and, you know, not been so concerned about the destination.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate your time. Again, I always said that I wanted to make sure that we focus upon some careers that were rather sexy, and I think you helped paint that picture for us. And your insight, your background, and your opening up a little bit to help our future workforce understanding what options are out there are really appreciated.
Yeah, my pleasure. Matt and Melissa, thanks so much.
Thank you. Matt, thank you for bringing Josh on because it made me inspired to brush up on some of my own marketing know-how. What did you find was most surprising or interesting that he brought up today?
I'm pretty impressed that, as he stated, for a Gen Xer, that from early on in his education path, he was focused and continued to be focused on becoming an expert in the marketing space. And I personally did not have that path. And I'm impressed when people have it. Was anything stand out for you?
I love what he said about strategy. It's one of my top five strengths. With the Strengths Finder is strategic, and it really spoke to me. It wasn't necessarily surprising, but just really hit on the head what I already believe, that strategy, you can't just put the word in front of something, but you really have to think critically about what it means, then how your activities really drive that strategy. And so that was fun to hear that he had the same kind of mindset.
So you mean it was more than just parties and posters?
More than that. I love a good party, but a strategic party is the best kind.
Love it. Melissa, that was awesome. I really look forward to doing the next round of interviews with you and these awesome guests that we're going to be bringing to our audience.
Yeah, stay tuned for more of these conversations. Thanks for having me, Matt.
You bet.